Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Welcome to a brand new day. You know, I was trying to provide some comfort to someone I loved, and I was realizing that I was at a loss for words, which doesn't happen often. And so, you know, my thing is to get still, get quiet, and listen for God to speak in my heart. And then my other thought was, I needed to speak what was in my heart. And since I've been getting more requests for prayers, I thought I would tape this episode and include a prayer just in case it's something that would benefit someone else. And I just want you to know that God understands everything that you're going through. He understands every heartache, every pain, hears your tears. He senses your when you're uncomfortable. God understands everything. And so, yesterday I woke up, I had this smile on my face, and I was just full of contemplation, just trying to figure things out. You know how you feel like there's something that shifts in the universe, but you don't know exactly what it is? And so as I was dealing with my eye issues, I kept my eyes closed and I just allowed myself the ability to just breathe into life. And it was a very humbling experience to realize that I am just a small item in God's world, right? And the universe is huge, and everywhere on the earth, somebody is going through something. And so as I was meditating and wishing for the dreams of my heart to be a reality, it made me stop and really appreciate the gift that we have in one another and in God and His Holy Spirit. And so, you know, I felt like I could visualize this spot in my chest, and that it was like a source of just great, immense power and love, and that it was encompassing me in that moment and helping me get through what I was going through. And so as I was determined not to let the pain take my day from me, I realized that I really didn't want anything else. I just wanted peace. I wanted people to be kind to one another. And there was nothing that I needed materially. Yeah, and it was a beautiful moment in time for me to just be and to realize that nothing else needed to be other than me being quiet, concentrating on God, and believing that He will provide the relief and rescue that His people need. And so, you know, that's just my favorite place in the world, right? Is when I can be quiet and when I can listen. And as I've gotten older and wiser, and I've understood the importance of having the place of serenity, I've been able to connect more, and I've been able to hear the still small voice in my heart, as well as pick up on intuitive things, just my intuition, which is a blessing. And so I wanted to just remind you that the place that I have in my heart, you have in your heart too. You know, the power source, God's love, and God's peace lives within us. And so I don't know what anyone else goes through on a daily basis. I don't know if today has been a more of a heart-wrenching day for you or an easy day for you. But I know that sometimes, because of our human condition, we get sad. And as I was looking at something yesterday, someone was sharing what was going on in her heart, it dawned on me that what I was looking at as my overwhelming issue for that moment was like a trickle of water in the universe, right? It was what was really pressing on me, but there were so many more around me that were having more difficult issues, right? And at the same time, I got the report that a loved one was doing well, and it just provided me with some rejuvenation last night. And then this morning I got the report that a loved one has transitioned. And so it just reminded me of the waves of the water. And so as I close out this session today, I just want to remind you that if things appear to be difficult right now, they do get better. And even when you don't maybe sense that they've gotten better, you need to trust that they do. Because God is always looking out and providing for us. And even if what's going on is just seeming like it's too much at that moment, it's only a small part of your day and of your life. The people you love may not be next to you right now, but they always live in your heart. Whether you get a chance to reach out and touch them, speak with them, hear their voice, feel their energy, they are always with God from before our birth until our last breath on earth. We are loved and we are appreciated. And after we take our last breath here on earth, we are returned with the Father in His heart. That is my belief. We live with Him in our spirit, our essence leaves, and we become like we were before birth. We become God's full love, His power, and everything within us is with Him. So as I sit here today, I want you to know that I understand that you will hit some challenging spots in life, and that's just how life is. But I want to remind you that even when you don't have the words, you can't have the clarity of mind you want, and you feel you are lost, you are never lost to God. You know, not on any day, on your hardest day, your toughest day, your most difficult day, God sees you where you are. He knows where you are, whether you're asleep, you're walking, you're talking, you're running, you're screaming, you're crying, you are never alone. There's nothing you can think, do, or any place that you can be where God will not be with you, and He cannot reach you in your time of need. So please continue to keep your faith, remain strong, rely on God's love, and faithfully carry on. I want to close out our session today with just a brief prayer. And I'd like for you, if you wouldn't mind, to close your eyes and just be with me in this moment and breathe. Dear Heavenly Father, Your faithful children are here. Father, we are here with You every minute of the day. Even when we don't know what we're doing, where we need to go, or where we need to turn, we know that You do. We know that we just need to be quiet in those moments and allow You to be more forefront in our mind, to touch us through our intuition, to speak into our hearts through a still small voice in our hearts. And we know You will lead us to where we need to be. Father, some of the things that are going on are just attacking our peace. They're attacking our core, and we need You more than ever before. We know that we can ask You for anything, and that if it is Your will, it would be given to us. We know that when we fall short, You forgive us for that. We know that when we listen intently, you are providing our instruction, whether it is through the wind that we feel that keeps us moving when we don't feel like we have another breath, or it's the water that you give us that it nourishes our body and our mind. We know that you are providing, Father. We ask that you continue to speak into our hearts, to pour knowledge into our minds, to touch the ones who are here that are trying to lead us and provide assistance, and we appreciate them and their prayers, Father. And we ask that you touch everyone on your earth and give them some of your peace. We know that you've already given them your love and your power and your protection. We just need them to feel your word as well as feel your energy. We need them to understand your desire for our hearts, Father. We need them to get closer to you so that we can become more of your people. We know that we're more than two or more gathered in your name, that you are there. And we love you, Father. Please walk with us today as you do every day. Guide us, comfort us, and lead us in your ways. We pray this simple prayer in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Wherever you are right now, feel God's love. Sense God's Spirit. Connect with your higher power. Connect with your Creator. And find solace in His arms. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are, God is with you. Be well.
We get bombarded with a lot of messages throughout the day. Some good, some frustrating, and some that creep in and wear away at our souls. Sometimes it's hard to just sit with God in the stillness and truly hear what His heart is for us. Having a good devotional to encourage you to draw nearer to the one who loves you most and spend time in His Word can make all the difference in the world. Author and poet C. Melita Webb is passionate about celebrating God's goodness and encouraging you to speak life and love over every person and circumstance. In her sixth poetry volume, Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, she beautifully alternates scriptures with prayers and poems to help you focus your attention on God and listen for direction from His Holy Spirit. I had the honor of recording the audio version of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, and it absolutely touched my heart. Many of the prayers, poems, and essays expressed the things weighing on me at the time and gave me the chance to bring those things to God. Even the scriptures Webb includes were exactly the words of encouragement I needed. If you need life spoken over you today, follow the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, available in print, Kindle, and audiobook formats.